Hurricane Katrina slammed into Hancock County, Mississippi, 12 weeks ago. Today, the roads are passable and the public schools opened weeks ago, but educators say many children are struggling with emotional problems in the aftermath of the storm. NPR's Claudio Sanchez has this update.
At Hancock Middle School, all that was once routine is now difficult and complicated.
What's your number, baby?
60585.
The school's computers are still down, so cafeteria workers Hetty Bermond and Barbara Johnson have to write down a number on a yellow legal pad for every student who gets a meal. Today, it's a sausage biscuit, apple juice, milk, and cereal.
All the kids eat free for now until the end of November. I think they'll have to fill out a lunch application to determine what status.
While important things like food and bus services are slowly improving throughout the school district, it's the fragile emotional well-being of students that really worries teachers and administrators. The warning signs for depression and emotional distress are everywhere. Fights on the buses, talking back to teachers in class, discipline problems have shot up significantly. Denise Wilkinson is the principal at Hancock Middle School.
I continue to hear the word normalcy. They need to return to what's normal, or they need some normalcy in their life. And when school started, I told the teachers, there will be no normal for us. Not this year. The children are going home to tents, to small trailers, with many, many people in those trailers.
It's not just the living conditions that are stressful. These kids are suppressing a lot of grief and anxiety.
Anybody wishing to join Beta Club may pick up an application in the library.
The students who prepare morning announcements, for example, have decided not to repeat or report anything about what their community has gone through.
We have it because a bunch of people have lost their homes, and I think it would make them feel bad.
It's too painful, says 12-year-old Emily Nikes. Her home is gone. Jamie Jelinski lost most of her house.
My room was very third floor, very top, and that wasn't lost, but everything else is gone. So, like, I'll talk about what we found today out in the woods or something, but if talk about it just in general, it gets kind of overwhelming, so.
Like most students here, Jamie and Emily are living with their families in FEMA trailers, or campers, as some students call them. Jamie calls them crampers, because every day, she says, they seem to get smaller and smaller. The toughest part, says 13-year-old Brian Jordan, is realizing how close so many people came to dying, like his best friend and family.
They was out of church, because they didn't think it was going to be that bad, but it did. And he had to swim to a boat. The water was up to here.
Brian points to his chin to show how deep the water was. His friend survived, but 52 residents of Hancock County died that night, and some kids are still struggling with that.
My name's Alex Meyer, and I was just going to tell you that, like, the hurricane, it was devastating for some people, but other people, and, like, that didn't get hit that bad.
Alex, a thin boy with a crew cut and a serious look about him, says, "My family and I were spared." He just doesn't understand why. Alex says he feels guilty not having gone through some of the terrible things that his friends have gone through.
They said they were just happy to be alive and living because there were a whole bunch of bodies all over the road and stuff. And there, some people didn't make it, but me, I'm normal because, I mean, I'm not really feeling anything, but that could be different for other people.
Is just one way to keep healthy. Another way is to stay away from those cigarettes.
A TV newscast is piped into every classroom right after morning announcements. The ongoing coverage of Katrina, though, has become just background noise for students. Rhonda Songs, the school's librarian, doesn't think that's a good sign.
I'm concerned about the children. Look into someone's eyes. Look deeply into someone's eyes, and you can see the pain. You can feel it. My concern is 6th, 7th, and 8th grade is probably the largest group of students in the United States that's for suicide. And that is my concern here in Louisiana, that we might see an increase in that in the next year or two, and I hope not.
Everybody's keeping their fingers crossed. After all, says Principal Denise Wilkinson, children are getting caught up in their parents' angry conversations about the slowness of the recovery efforts in Hancock County.
We have students who won't turn in any assignments. They want to be at school, they want to be with their friends, they want the stable, secure, structured environment, but they're not able to focus sufficiently. But they can tell you everything that their parents have said about problems with insurance, problems with FEMA.
Wilkinson says Children are resilient, maybe more than their parents, but the bitterness you see growing day by day in this community, children are picking that up, she says. And it's disheartening, even though teachers and counselors are trying to help them get through it. Wilkinson and her staff have decided not to give kids any homework for now. They've also waived a few tests, like the big writing test that seventh graders take every year. Mississippi, though, still wants students to take the state's reading and math test this year, says Wilkinson.
And that's going to be difficult because on any given day, you find teachers, even me, have those days where we just sort of fall apart. If we're doing it as adults, we know that the students are doing it as well.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, Logie, everybody else slides.
It's 4 in the afternoon, there's a warm breeze, and the cheerleading squad is rehearsing for tonight's football game. The flooding from Katrina left the school gym floor totally warped, so the girls have to practice outside next to the parking lot. Teachers here say as long as these kids stay busy, they can pretend things are back to normal. It's the downtime that's a problem. So the staff has made sure that clubs and sports get started up again. And as far as these cheerleaders are concerned, they say their job, keeping student spirits up, has never been more important. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.